Second down and 10 now for Wimberley at the Texans' 43-yard line as we begin the fourth quarter of play. Lambert's in the shotgun again. Fakes the handoff to Kelly, and he's going to take it himself. 45-50. Breaks it left to the 45 and down to the Navarro 43-yard line is Brady Lambert, a pickup of 14.
It may be the fourth quarter. We may be ahead by 31, but that was a dandy run by Lambert there.
Boy, it really was. He faked the handoff to Kelly, and he had to break two or three tackles to gain that 14 yards. Lambert now four carries for 12 yards tonight. He had a loss earlier in the ball game. So it'll be first down and 10 now for Wimberley at the Navarro 43-yard line. Lambert's going to flip it out left side, caught and intercepted. Intercepted by Navarro. And that is Desmond Smith who was able to pick it off. And they'll have it at the Wimberley 46-yard line. You don't see that very often, well, Randy.
No, Brady Lambert would like to have that one back. Hey, tried a little double fake handoff there in the backfield and was trying to hit one of the right receivers. I believe it was Burchell over here on the right side, and the ball was just short.
And it looked like it was picked off, and or deflected, I should say, and then picked off. And Navarro will have it again in good field position. They're spotting it at the Wimberley 47-yard line. Seastack now will roll right, looking to throw, pointing, and now he's going to run it himself. 45, and knocked out of bounds on that far 42-yard line by Davis Holloman. It's Seastack, a pickup of five.
Well, Holloman, once he found out or made up in his mind that was going to be a run, he came flying up in there to knock him out of bounds.
Yeah, he really did.
Yeah, Seastack was looking down the field, and good coverage by the Texans, and he finally pointed to his guys and said, hey, block, let's go.
They please block that guy.
Yeah. Somebody missed Holloman over there, though, didn't they?
Second down and five. Yeah, Davis just flew in from that secondary. Seastack brings him to the line of scrimmage. He's going to roll left. Now he's going to run it himself right up the middle, and he's knocked down right at the line of scrimmage. I think he picked up one. Boy, that was a hard hit, and he is slow getting up. In fact, he's not getting up. He is in a lot of pain down there at the 40-yard line, Randy.
Yeah, he was trying to go left to get outside, and he cut it back in the middle, and Alden Mann was waiting there for him about where the ball started from, and made a wicked tackle on him.
It'll be third down now and three, and Seastack looked like he was in a lot of pain as he's laying there flat of his back at about the 40-yard line. Let's take a break. It's 31-0. Wimberley is leading it over Geronimo Navarro. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com. At Irwin Lee Field here at Geronimo. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes with you. I've got my rally cap on now, Randy. Rangers trailing the Cardinals 5-2, bottom of the seventh inning, but I've put the rally cap on. The Rangers will win.
can I hold you to that?
No. Colin Cowan now is back in the game at quarterback, and right up the middle, That's the big running back, Conlon, and he's able to get the first down, and down to the 33-yard line is Navarro, first and 10.
You know, I'm really surprised they haven't ran that some more. He runs with a lot of power, and over that right side, he's able to seem to pick up good yardage every time.
Yeah, he really does. He's a big, tall, upright runner. 10:15 left to play in the ball game. Wimberly, obviously, way ahead in this one, 31-0. Cowan now will bring him to the line of scrimmage again. Back to throw, looking, and finally throwing, and it's incomplete. He threw that one out of bounds. And Eric Slyer really hasn't played hardly at all here in this second half, Randy. He's the big back that had over 100 yards rushing coming into the ball game, and I don't know if he's kind of nicked up over there on that sidelines, but they've been going with Conlon primarily as the runner here in the second half.
Well, and they've had a little bit of success with that. And you also, yeah, coming into the game, you just have to know, just like a couple weeks ago at Canyon Lake against Zach Henshaw, the Texas certainly are king on that back because he has been so successful up to this point.
Here's Cowan now. He will turn and give it. Nope, he's going to give it right up the middle to Conlon again, and he's able to go forward and pick up about 6 yards up the middle, so another good gain. It'll be third down and 4 now.
Boy, those backs from the Geronimo Panthers Navarro Panthers have to be feeling pretty beat up right now. They continue to pound up the middle, and again, the Texans are really playing tough there in between the tackles.
Yeah, they just seldom throw the ball. Here's the give up the middle of Conlon again. As you say that, he gets a couple of yards, and they will go for it again on 4th and 2, no doubt.
Again, they just keep pounding the middle, kept pounding the middle. Kai Hendricks that time, part of the tackle. And every time there's 3 or 4 Texans just meeting those guys, greeting those guys, and then tackling them really hard.
And as you mentioned earlier, they're very deliberate in calling the play, very deliberate to go to the line of scrimmage. They like to run that play clock way down. We're at 8.5 minutes remaining. Turn and the give up the middle is to Conlon, and let's see if he's got it. It was a 4th down play. He's going to be close to the 1st down. No indication yet. Wimberly seems to think they've held.
Yeah, I think that was Connor Kaufman on the tackle.
Wimberly has held. Wimberly now will take over. They're going to spot it at the 25-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10, Texans.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was Kobe Kelly that time. Met the runner right at the line of scrimmage. Tackled him kind of up high. Was able to keep him from getting what he needed to get the 1st down.
Yeah, he wasn't able to lean that last yard that he needed to pick it up. So Wimberly takes over with 8:25. You've got our Geronimo history lesson ready to share with everybody, don't you, at some point, don't you, Randy?
At some point, you know. We try to be prepared as much as we can be.
Smith and Wilson in the backfield with Brady Lambert. And Wilson will get it. No, that's Colby Kelly running right side. Big run to the 35. He's got the 1st down. A pickup of 12 for Colby Kelly.
And what a whale of a lead block by Dennis Smith that time. Looked like he took out 2 Panther would-be tacklers when he came around that right side. Great job.
Kelly now 2 carries for 22 yards. Wilson 10 carries for 41 yards. Smith has carried the ball twice for 19 yards. Brady Lambert 4 carries for 12 yards. Again, 1st and 10 for Wimberly at the 37-yard line. Wimberly leading it 31-0. 7:30 left to play in the ball game. Here's Dennis Smith, but whistles and flags prior to the snap. This is going to go against Wimberly, a procedure call.
Well, they've been pretty error-free here in the second half, if I'm not mistaken. That's only the second or third penalty.
Yeah, I think you're right. In the first half, it was somewhat sloppy there in that first quarter, and they tightened that up. Weldon Nelms has a way of, I think he probably has a way with words at halftime often, and he certainly probably wasn't too grumpy with his troops, though, tonight as they led it 24-0 at halftime.
I'm sure that, like any good coach like Coach Nelms is, the mental mistakes just tear those guys up, though.
1st down and 15, and again, whistles and flags. And I'm not sure if this one will also go against Wimberly or not. Looked like there was definitely movement up front. And the officials are gathering and talking about it a little bit. Yep, procedure again against Wimberley. It'll be first down and 20.
Yeah, and it looks like maybe the Texans are trying to get some of the other guys in here in the late in the game, and maybe they're a little rusty. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Sure we will. First down and 20. They're going to put the ball at the 27-yard line. Lambert has gone the distance at quarterback for the Texans. Takes the snap, turns, and gives it to Wilson. Left side, trying to get outside. 25-30, look out, 35-40. Wilson, 45, and out near midfield is Trinity Wilson, close to a first down.
Yeah, I believe that one's going to come back, though. It looked like there was a block maybe in the back over there on the left side when he went around the corner.
Yet another flag, and it's going to go against Wimberley. You're right. Weldon Nelms standing on the sideline, shakes his head, hands on his hips. 31-0, and boy, that's the epitome of a coach. You're up 31-0, but you're still wanting your team to get better, aren't you, Randy?
Again, it's the beat me on the field, don't beat me, make me beat myself, and that's these mental mistakes, especially when that's the third one in a row there. That has to be very, very frustrating.
And I always get the impression in talking to Weldon Nelms, I talk to him weekly, usually, and he always seems to be thinking about the big picture. You know, I'll always ask him about this week's game, and he'll always answer it in a way that indicates to me that he's always thinking big picture, and obviously he's winning this game. However, it's not conducive to the big picture to have these penalties. So here's Lambert's going to roll out right and throw it out right. It's caught by Burt Schell, out of bounds, and a pickup of about 10 yards.
Yeah, Burchell was over here on the near sideline right in front of his bench, and he was uncovered, caught the ball, and then quickly covered up, pushed out of bounds. Yeah, we both tried to, coming to Geronimo, Texas, we tried to make this, there had to be a good story how it got its name.
Sure.
You know, Geronimo, the great Apache chief.
Right, that's your first thought.
That's certainly your first thought. When you think of the name, that's what it is. So.
And you would be wrong, wouldn't you, Randy?
Yeah, in this case, we are.
That's right.
Get this playoff, and I'll tell you more.
Second down and 15 now. Lambert, a long count, takes the snap, turns, gives it to Trinity Wilson, trying to get outside left side, and he is going to be swarmed under at the 30-yard line, right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 15.
He actually got to back up a little bit. Back in the early 1800s, a gentleman by the name of Jose Antonio Navarro. The namesake for the high school.
I see.
Lived in this area, and maybe you don't recognize his name, but he was a signer of the Texas Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the Republic of Texas, and the Constitution of the State of Texas.
I did not know
That's right. He lived here on a 6,000-acre ranch on San Geronimo. Actually, he lived on San Geronimo Ranch. Excuse me.
That's about the size of your spread there, Randy. Third down and 17. Lambert will roll right. Looking to Burt Schell, throwing to Burt Schell. It's in and out of his hands, incomplete at the 45-yard line. It'll bring up a fourth down, and Wimberley will punt the football.
Yeah, Burt Schell, that time, he was well defended. He had a little turnaround to come back, try to help Lambert out, and went off the end of his fingertips. Got another
injured Navarro player. How's this rally cap doing with the Rangers there, Randy? Is it doing any good? What do you think?
I'll have to check.
Here you were in the middle of your history lesson as they attend to the Navarro player out on the field.
Well, anyway.
Still 5-2 in the seventh inning.
Yeah, I'm not for sure that is updated. Let's see if we can't get an update here.
Again, next week we will be in Wimberley for the Wimberley-Burney contest, the final regular season game of the year, and it looks to me like some of the fans are starting to file out and hit the road and head back towards San Marcos and ultimately Wimberley. As Geronimo is located, obviously, between San Marcos and Seguin here.
And then it was 6,000 acre, not 6,000 square feet. You had it confused with my spread.
Oh, yeah, I see.
That's right. Anyway, but it's named after the creek, Geronimo Creek, which was named after a gentleman by the name of Geronimo Flores, who lived in the area. So as much as we try to make it some connection,
we just can't do it, can we?
Can't do it, no.
Again, next week we will be on the radio. We'll be on KDRP 100.1 FM, 87.9 in the stadium. So bring your transistors. Do you still have transistor radios? Do they still exist? They don't really, do they?
I doubt it.
Denver should know that. Me and you certainly remember them, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Have the little earplug you'd put in there?
I still have one, I'm pretty certain, in my closet.
Wimberley, when we come back, will punt the football as we await Navarro's attending to their injured player out there on the 35-yard line. Let's go ahead and take a break. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thinking we were going down, I could feel us sinking. Then I came around.
Oscar Castillo, the player who is walking gingerly, to say the very least, off the field on that far sideline, Randy. It's good to see him up and moving, but clearly he is done for the evening, and he is walking very slowly back toward his bench.
Yep, but he is walking under his own power, so
yep.
Hopefully the gentleman is be just fine.
Bert Schell now will punt. He's standing at his own 26-yard line. He will punt it to L.J. Anderson, the deep man, who is standing at his own 45-yard line.
No wind at all this evening.
4:55 remaining. Now Anderson backs up. He's at his own 35-yard line. Clock now started and running. 31-0, Wimberley leads Navarro. We are here in Geronimo. Here's the Burchell punt. It's kind of a line driver down to the 40-yard line. It's going to roll to the 35, and down at the 34-yard line is the punt. And that thing barely got over all the players at the line of scrimmage there, Lance.
He was lucky to get that ball off. It was the two on each end of the line there. They came right at him, and boy, it was all he could do to get that ball away.
Maybe that's why it was so low. He was just trying to quickly get rid of the football, and he just booted it out of there.
That's right. I think he saw them coming.
I don't think it got more than about 7 feet off the ground.
No, but boy, it rolled for a good 15 yards after it did hit the ground.
Navarro will take over now at the 34-yard line, first and 10, with 4:36 remaining. Stay with us. We'll have a post-game show for you and talk about this one a little bit. Talk about next week. Maybe give you a score or two. And here's the give. It is a reverse to the right side. Plenty of running room to the 40 and down to the 45-yard line. Stretches it out to the 47-yard line. That's Gage Bowles on the reverse. First carry of the night for Gage. He picks up 14 yards.
Yeah, Kay Davis and Ryan Barroso that time on the tackle for the Texans. I believe the left side defensive end there was kind of like to have that one back.
And Navarro trailing 31-0, probably wishes they had tried that play a little earlier in the ball game, Randy.
that reverse is usually only good once or twice.
Yeah, well, that's true. You can fool me once.
That's right.
46-yard line, first and 10. Navarro's own 46-yard line. Cowan will turn and throw it. Throws it over the middle, and it's caught. And that is also Bowles, who catches it for a first down to the Wimberley 41-yard line, and that is a pickup of 12.
Yeah, Cade Davis that time on the defense for the Texans, and he did have good coverage. It was just a pretty well-executed route and a nice pass. Is that the first completion of the
night? That is the first completion of the night, and it comes with 3:25 left to play in the football game.
Well, as many times as they have pounded the ball in between the tackles, you can't help but think that was kind of a surprise.
Yes, that surprised everybody, perhaps even the Panthers. Now the officials are, a couple of the officials are, the head official and another one, the line judge on the far side, they're talking about something now. I don't know if this is a clock issue. Yeah, it's a clock issue. He's either going to add or subtract time on the scoreboard. I vote subtract. What do you vote, Randy?
Yeah,
no, he added
sure.
It. 4 seconds. That might come in, become valuable here in a minute.
You know, Coach Gold from the other side was the one who was arguing to add that time back under the clock.
That's right.
The clock.
Got to get better.
That's right.
Here is the Statue of Liberty play right up the middle with Conlon, and he's able to pick up about 5 yards.
That was sharp. It's a good thing that happened right here in front of us, up here in front of the booth. Or I don't know that we
There's
would have
no
seen
way.
That.
No, we wouldn't have seen that.
We'd still be looking for the ball. A little Statue of Liberty play there. You don't see that very often.
Second down and 5 now. Pitch right to Conlon. Turns it upfield. He gets a couple of yards, and then he is pounded there by Terrio. And that'll bring up a 3rd down and 3, and they have spotted the ball at the Wimberley 34-yard line. Texans obviously trying to preserve this shutout at 2:37 left to play, and the clock is running.
And again, that Texans trying to get some of their different players out on the field. That time, Garrett Pope comes running off while Brandon Doherty goes in.
And Texans called a timeout just for that purpose, I think, too, Randy. Certainly want to thank our sponsors tonight for this live stream, Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, Conley Car Wash, Wimberley Pharmacy, Stevens & Malone LLP, Blanco National Bank, Sip on the Square, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, Fancy That Photography, The Mail Stop, and by DeMasters Daniel Insurance.
And we certainly have been remiss in thanking our usual road game.
Oh, yeah.
Sponsor, Lone Oak Motors. They provided us a nice Pontiac G6 tonight. It's a beautiful silver car. It was a nice ride over here tonight.
And Miles, my son, said, I've never sat in black leather seats before. I said, well, that's because you're my son, son, and you'll know what that means when you get older. So it's very nice.
That's right. Well, we certainly thank Bruce Music and Bart Milam at Lone Oak Motors, and you can go to their website, loneoakmotors.com. We certainly appreciate them for the use of the vehicle tonight.
3rd down and 3 now for Navarro. Cowan brings him to the line of scrimmage. He's going to roll right and give it on a reverse left this time. And they're going to get the 1st down and more. 30, 25, 20. Inside 15, it's L.J. Anderson. He's going to go all the way for a touchdown. 33 yards, L.J. Anderson. Flags on the play, though, right at the 10-yard line.
Boy, Reed Jones and Kay Davis did everything they could to try to tackle him. What a strong run that time by the wingback to go all the way into the end zone.
That was a nice, nice run by Anderson. See what these flags are about, though. They were thrown. It's going to be holding against Navarro.
Oh, wow.
So they finally get a touchdown with 2:27 left to play, and they're going to bring it back. It's probably a spot foul, though, Randy, so it'll be a 1st down. It's still a good pickup.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the good things to see on that play is that Anderson is back out there playing. He was one of the players who were injured earlier, so good to see him out there running like that.
And they've struggled so much offensively, you almost feel for the Panthers. Well, you do feel for them.
Certainly.
I mean, they're trying to get on the board here, trailing at 31-0. Now the ball is at the 20. Cowan is going to roll right. Looking, pressured. He throws it out right. It's incomplete. And
well, Bryce Rainwater. He was all the way back there. He was all Cowan could do to get the ball away.
Cowan is still hurt because Rainwater really put a pop on him, and Cowan is limping around. And
yeah, he tackled him down low around the shin areas, and boy, that can hurt.
Yeah, it kind of bent him down, and he threw it out incomplete. It'll be 2nd down and 10 now from the 20. 2:21 left to play. Cowan will give this one up the middle to Conlon, who's able to get it to the 18-yard line. A pickup of 2. Conlon now with 69 yards rushing on 15 carries. And a timeout now by Navarro with 2:14 remaining. Panthers trying their best to get on the board here, Randy.
Yeah, that's they've either got, they don't have the timeouts on the board over here, and I'm missing my duties again, Mike. That was either their last timeout or they've got one more left.
And again, Wimberley will move to 4-0 in district play. 8-0 on the season. Of course, the Texans lost the one game to Smithville. What a fun game that would be now. Smithville is ranked in the top 25 in the state, undefeated after last year's offer. So it's certainly nice after all those folks that, all the stuff that they've gone through with the fire over there this year, it's nice to see Smithville undefeated.
Yeah, that's great. It's always great to root for those kind of people who kind of have a cause, you know.
You bet.
Something to carry those folks to get the mind off some of the stuff. I've actually driven through there. My job has taken me through that area, and it's truly amazing to drive through those streets and just see slab after slab after slab. Really depressing to see, and really feel for those folks over there.
And you also hear some inspiring stories too. Those folks are going to rebuild over there, and they are certainly on the way to that already.
Yeah, it's great. Disasters like that brings out the best in communities, and certainly this is an example.
Here's L.J. Anderson on 3rd and 8. He's going to take it out right side. He took the direct snap, Randy, and was able to get close to the first down. We'll see where they measure.
Quarterback sweep all the way. Alden Mann over there running as hard as he could to take him down. Keep him from getting the first down.
And it's going to be fourth down now and about 3 yards. We've got a weird angle in this press box. It's hard to see distances, really.
Well, the Panthers are going to take another timeout here, Mike. That has to be their last one.
It's got to be. 2 minutes and 3 seconds left to play in the ball game. Again, Wimberley leading it 31-0. Dennis Smith sharing some hugs on the sidelines. Wimberley players look like they're pretty happy with this here tonight, Randy, and well, they should be, as henceforth, it's going to be pretty exciting when the temperature drops and it's time for playoffs. It certainly bumps up the intensity.
It's football season. That's supposed to feel like this.
And Wimberley has been dominant throughout this season, of course, Randy, and the Sealy game was a close one, but we haven't seen a lot of close games this year, and that's getting ready to change, I've got a feeling, as Wimberley heads into the playoffs here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. Texas certainly have what it takes to go a long way or even all the way.
Here's Conlon now. He's able to get the first down inside the 10-yard line now. And so now the Panthers have the first down and goal, and they're going to work quickly. 1:59 left to play. At the 8-yard line, Wimberley trying to preserve this shutout. Conlon takes the handoff up the middle. Wimberley swarming him. He's able to stretch it forward down close to the 5-yard line. Just a couple of yards is all he got.
Yeah, but again, boy, that pile is so slow to get off of there. Minute 42 and the clock running. You think they can't help but feel a sense of urgency.
Second down and goal, and that what's Wimberley this? Defense is a little bit urgent too, probably, to keep this shutout intact. Stop the clock for whatever reason.
Well, I don't know what that was all about.
And now they've restarted it.
They move the ball over a few feet.
And the roll to the right is going to be a reverse again. It's Anderson up the middle near the goal line. Spins forward. Fumbled the ball. And I think Wimberley has it.
Well, they signaled. Looks like there's the far judge is signaling touchdown over there.
Wow. He was spinning around. I guess he broke the plane there for an 8-yard touchdown run. Or 6-yard touchdown run. So with 1:28 remaining, Navarro is on the board. L.J. Anderson with a 6-yarder.
That was interesting. The side judge on the far side was the only one who threw his arms up in the air, signaling a touchdown. Like you, I thought maybe he had fumbled the ball right there at the goal line.
Well, I know for a fact he fumbled the ball. The question was whether or not he got in before he fumbled. And now they're going to come in and try to tack on this extra point, and the kick is up by Tyler Howard, and it is good. And with 1:28 to play, it is 31-7. Wimberley with the lead. Navarro will kick off, and Wimberley undoubtedly will run out the clock. And we will begin our postgame show. And you got to believe Weldon Nelms, once again, we sound like a broken record, I'm sure, Randy, but he's got to be pretty happy with this performance, 31-7 on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you look at that, we came into this game with four key starters not starting tonight. So for the other kids to step up and to perform and play as well as they have, especially defensively, this last drive, you can see as they were jogging off the field, there's a ton of fresh white jerseys out there. A lot of the kids maybe don't get to play all the time. He has to be happy with the defensive performance. They've really done well shutting down the run.
Hunter Burchell sitting on the bench over here on this near sideline, Randy, getting attended to. Looked like his back. One of the trainers kind of messing around with his back or taping some equipment or doing some kind of work.
Looks like maybe she's just taping some equipment on him there.
So Wimberley is able to get out of this game, it looks like, without any more additional injuries, Randy. And we'll have to wait and see next week and see how many of these players are able to come back, if any. I mean, if Weldon Nelms thinks he's got it in hand in this game against Bernie next week, he may very well say, look, guys, we need you in the long term. You got to rest, even though you know these guys are bending his ear and begging and pleading to get out there. In fact, that was happening this week, he said.
Yeah, but you have to believe he's pleased with what he's seen tonight. So another week of rest to get him ready for the playoffs may go a long way.
And here's your onside kick try. And it bounces. I don't know if it's going to go 10 yards. Well,
it was short.
It was picked up inside of 10 yards at the 49-yard line. It was picked up by Navarro.
Nicely done. If he would have let it go another step or two, they might have actually gotten that one.
Yeah, no indication. I guess Wimberly will take over right there because it didn't go the 10 yards, but there's been absolutely no indication which way this ball is held, is going to be pointed. It's going to be a penalty against Navarro. It didn't go the 10 yards, so Wimberly will get the football at the Navarro 49-yard line. 1 minute, 28 seconds remaining in this one. We'll have a post-game show. We'll try to get you a score or two, an updated score or two, maybe with that Bandera-Bernie game and maybe the Fredericksburg-Canyon Lake game. Those are the two other district games we have for you tonight. And Wimberly will try to run out the clock here. Reed Jones in the game. He will turn and give it up the middle. Broken up the middle. It's Cameron Morris. He might go. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cameron Morris. 49 yards. He gets the ball on one carry, and he goes 49 yards for a touchdown. How about that?
What a nice run the young man made. He lowered his shoulder and ran right past about 10 yards down the field, lowered his shoulder, ran over a would-be tackler, takes it all the way to the house. Really nice. It's so exciting to see him run. You know, that's the third or fourth time we get late into a game.
That's right.
He gets the ball, and he's going to make the most of it. That's great.
Tano Avila now will come on and tack on the extra point. And Cameron knows he's not going to get the ball a whole lot with his team simply because these guys are so uber-talented and they're all upperclassmen. And so he gets in the game, and he's gonna make the most of it. And I'm telling you, that young man is fast.
He
is lightning fast.
You know what the most exciting thing about him is? He's only a junior.
That's the best thing about him, isn't it?
That's right.
You are right about that. And that'll stretch the lead out to 38-7. As Morris, who plays in the band at halftime and no doubt sells popcorn after the game. does he clean up the stadium, too? He probably does that, too, doesn't he?
Depends if he's through parking cars before the game.
That's
too,
right. You know? I mean, to tell you, when he gets out in the open field, he is long gone. And I don't know if he's on the Wimberly track team or not, but if he's not, he ought to be.
Yeah, he is quick.
I think you could outrun him, though. Minute 18 left to play in the ball game now. Wimberly will kick off.
Depends who would hear the dinner bell first.
Yeah, that's right. And the last 3 minutes of this ball game have taken an eternity, Randy.
They really have. In fact, the game, I have to admit, has lasted longer than I thought it would, considering how much ground game there's been tonight.
Yeah, I think you're right. We anticipated that they would run the football, and that's exactly what they've done. But Wimberly has been able to hold on to the football the great majority of the time.
Top of the eight, Mike. Redbirds on top of the Rangers, 6-2 now.
Here's the Avila kickoff right down the middle of the field. Taken at the 15-yard line. It's Anderson moving right, looking for running room. He doesn't have any. He is brought down there by Mason Kellum, the nice tackle. Navarro now down to their last possession with a minute 12 left to play. Wimberly leading it 38-7. Navarro will drop to 5-4 overall. Wimberly will go to 8-0 overall.
And very nice kick that time by Albertano. That ball was very high, not all that deep, but it sure hung up there a long time, allowed the coverage to get down there to the player for the Panthers catching the ball. I believe he's gotten better every week, Mike.
Yeah, there's no question he has. Here's the throw out right side. It's incomplete.
Almost intercepted by Kay Davis. Came up, jumped up in the air, and it was just right over the top of his fingertips.
Panthers 1 of 8 throwing the football here tonight, Randy. 106 left to play now.
Well, we knew that wasn't their forte coming into this game.
Slyer came into the game with over 1,300 yards rushing. He gets 58 yards on 12 carries here tonight. Here's the reverse. It's going to be a pass. L.J. Anderson throws it up, and it's going to be almost picked off in that secondary by Tug McRoberts.
It looked like he was juggling the ball there, didn't he? He was doing all he could to bring that in.
Tug almost had that. It falls incomplete, 59 seconds remaining. Third down and 10.
That's another good football player name.
Tug McRoberts.
Tug McRoberts.
How about that? Third down and 10 now for Navarro. Trying to finish this one off. Cowan will turn and give it right up the middle to Conlon, who is able to pick up about 3 yards. That is it. 50 seconds remaining. Conlon, 17 carries for 74 yards. He's the leading rusher for the Panthers tonight, unofficially.
Big man Sean Whitlatch there hustling off the field at the end of that last play, getting an opportunity to play tonight some.
And this will undoubtedly be the last play of the football game. Wimberly has gone on the road again and won again. Turn and the give to L.J. Anderson, right tackle. And he gets it out near the first down on that fourth down play. But 8 seconds remain. If he did not get the first down, then Wimberly will get it and undoubtedly kneel down, and that will be that.
Well, actually moving the chains down the field.
He did get the first down, didn't he?
He certainly did.
Anderson, the second leading rusher coming in, 45 yards on 12 carries. They're going to go for the long bomb, but they're going to get sacked. And that will be your ball game right there as Bryce Rainwater with a quarterback sack to end the ball game. 38-7 is our final from Irwin Lee Field here in Geronimo. Wimberly over Geronimo Navarro. We'll be back with our postgame show after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberly Texans Football on WimberlyRadio.com.
And football broadcast would not have been possible without the financial support of Conley Car Wash and Express Lube in San Marcos, offering full service oil change, vehicle inspections, headlight restoration, and AC services. Details at ConleyCarWash.com or by phone at 512-805-7500. The staff at Conley Car Wash want to wish the Texans a great 2011 football season. Wimberly Texan football broadcast on WimberlyRadio.com is made possible by Wimberly Pharmacy, offering compounding, wellness consultations, nutritional supplements, and hormone testing. Located on Joe Wimberly Boulevard across from the post office. Information available online at hillcountryrx.com and by phone at 847-2288. The Andersons and their entire staff wish the Texans the best of luck this season. Go Texans!
Hi, this is Josh Smith with the Blanco National Bank and former Texan football player, class of 98. And you're listening to Wimberly Texan Football on WimberlyRadio.com. Go Texans!
This Wimberly football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com. Support for this Wimberly football broadcast on WimberlyRadio.com is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberly and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at the Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season.